Well, going to a bar would suggest that you're going to go and have an alcoholic drink, but not anymore. The first non-alcoholic bar in Australia is proposed to open in Melbourne in April. Is this a sign of things to come? Stuart Henschel is one of the part owners of this particular bar, and he joins us online. Hi, Stu.
Hey, Melby. How you going?
Very good. What's the idea of having a bar without a drink?
You've got to open everything up for everyone. So not everyone likes to have that hangover, but still wants to have that night out with the mates and wants somewhere to go. So we thought, why not give them that place to go?
Why not just go to a coffee shop?
Well, coffee's good, but you want a bit of a cocktail. Like you might want a non-alcoholic espresso martini or a Tom Collins, you know. So you want that a bit different. Coffee's also too stimulating. If you have too much coffee, you're bouncing off the walls, right? So you can only have one or two.
Right. All right, so if I go to the bar, what can I expect?
Well, if you come down to the bar, there's an entire range of non-alcoholic beers, wine, spirit, curated cocktails from domestically and from around the world as well. Australia's producing some really, really nice non-alcs, especially beers and wines. So, yeah, it's come down, have a glass of wine and have a chat to your mates.
So give us an idea in regards to the price of a beer that's non-alcoholic compared to one that is.
It's a lot cheaper. So I can't give you an exact price right now because I'm still in the process of sorting all that out. But non-alcoholic everything is cheaper because you don't have to pay the tax on it. So you're not going to be paying $20 for a cocktail or $6 for a beer. It's going to be a lot cheaper than that.
Well, even the mainstream breweries are waking up to the fact that people are chasing alcohol-free drinks. Is that something that you're concerned about, or does that just highlight the need for a bar like yours?
No, it definitely highlights the need. I mean, like, when you see big people coming on board, like, you've got Carlton Zero and Heineken Zero, and you've got the Tanqueray and Gordon's Gins coming at Zero now as well. If the big players like that are noticing there's a market for it, then they know we're onto a winner. Bar is the definite next step. Where everything is stocked there.
Right. So your first bar is in Victoria. Is there a possibility you might expand and take this concept around Australia?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Next stop the world, right? So, we're definitely looking at expanding to Sydney, Brisbane and Perth at some point in the future.
Right. Well, good luck with it, mate. We might cross back to you in April when you open and see what reaction you get.
Please do. Thanks, Muzzy.
Good on you, Stu. And the name of the place, what's it going to be called?
It's going to be called the Brunswick Aces Bar, and it's going to be in Brunswick East in Melbourne.
Okay, good on you, mate. Good to chat.
You too. Ciao.
Good on you, mate. Stewie Henschel, Brunswick Aces Melbourne, non-alcoholic bar. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's a place you can go if you're looking for a non-alcoholic drink.
Yep.
There's quite a few, though, that have sprung up over the time. I had a mate of mine who had a pretty average stroke,
right,
and he loves a beer, but he's discovered zero alcohol in the brand that he drinks. So much so that the pub that he used to go to were kind enough to actually put it in the fridge. So when he goes there, he can drink. When he goes to a few other places that he goes to normally, they've also got it in the fridge for him, which is great. He pays the same price, by the way, as what you do for a full-strength beer. You might be able to tell us whether you've got a non-alcoholic beverage that you can go to, and you've already got one that you love, and you reckon it's as good as the real thing.